With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump directs federal agencies to immediately take action in California to deliver more Central Valley water and remove regulations that prevent that from happening. President Trump signed the executive order Sunday and cited the Los Angeles fires as the reason. The order affects rules governing two major water systems that provide water to large agricultural areas and around 30 million people. The systems draw water from rivers connected to the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta and San Francisco Bay. Heavy snow closed down Southern California's Interstate 5 for a time Monday, near where wildfires were burning just hours before.
Snow briefly shut down a key interstate north of Los Angeles for hours, while weekend downpours doused wildfires across Southern California. As much as an inch of rain fell, posing another challenge as the wet weather loosened LA hillsides burned by the recent blaze near the Pacific Palisades. Crews were working to clear inundated roadways, including the famous Pacific Coast Highway. North of Los Angeles, snowy conditions shut down a mountainous section of Interstate 5 before reopening. In neighboring Malibu, four schools were closed due to dangerous road conditions. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Newly confirmed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is promising to bring major changes to the military.
On his first full day of work at the Pentagon, Hegseth said more executive orders are coming. He said President Trump would be removing DEI from the military and reinstating thousands of troops who were kicked out for refusing COVID vaccines during the pandemic. The new secretary said our job is lethality and readiness and warfighting, and we are going to hold people accountable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A person's under arrest after claiming to have a Molotov cocktail outside the Capitol. This is SRN News. A warning from an evangelical.
Thanks to the advent of the internet and the smartphone, pornography is everywhere these days and easily accessible by children. That's the message from Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention, who is cheered by government efforts to address the problem, but warns parents that they must be the first and last line of defense, adding, quote, "You have a responsibility to cut off access and to prevent harm to your children. It's time for some very candid conversations." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah lawmakers are working on a bill that would curb the political influence of unions serving teachers and other public service professionals. Teachers' unions are some of the most outspoken opponents of Republican policies in Utah, fighting efforts to limit the queer trans agenda in classrooms and in so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Lawmakers argue with the liberal bias that unions are unfit to represent teachers with conservative views. This is SRN News. A car accident mars post-game celebrations for Philadelphia's football fans.
A car hit and injured three people in a crowd leaving the playoff game Sunday night in Philadelphia. Police say the driver was taken into custody and the collision did not immediately appear to be intentional. They also say none of the injuries are life-threatening. The Eagles defeated the Washington Commanders 55-23 and will face the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs on February 9th in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. I'm Julie Walker.
A committee widely cited in the corporate leftist media as opposing the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of Health and Human Services is actually a website that allows anyone to sign up with any name. There's no verification process. Breitbart News says they signed up as Dr. Donald Duck of Disney World. More details at srnnews.com.